USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. Navy suspects what they heard was the implosion of the Titan submersible hours after it began its expedition.
The Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communication with the mothership on the surface. Shortly after its disappearance Sunday, the system detected what was the sound of an implosion near the debris site discovered on Thursday. Searchers found debris from the submersible roughly 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage. All five passengers of the Titan likely died instantaneously.
At least two reported Republican fake electors will testify before a federal grand jury in Washington. Special Counsel Jack Smith is giving them limited immunity to get evidence in Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CNN reports the testimony comes after a year of silence on fake electors' role in the investigation. Former Vice President and 2024 GOP presidential contender Mike Pence, among the conservative heavy hitters at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Policy Conference in D.C.
Here and now, men and women of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, we must choose and decide and determine that Joe Biden will never be reelected as President of the United States.
This year's timely gathering looks to accelerate conservatives further down the road to majority ahead of the presidential election. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower to end the week. This comes as all three major averages break a multi-week winning streak. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said earlier this week that the central bank will most likely raise rates two more times this year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 218 points to 33,728. S&P 500 dropped 33 points to 43,48. The NASDAQ lost 138 points to 13,492. This is USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so super.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Canadians won't be able to share content on Facebook and Instagram anymore because of a new law that requires the platforms to pay news outlets for shared stories. Meta said Thursday it would follow through with plans to block the platforms. In the U.S., California is considering similar legislation. Over 7 million Baby Shark bath toys are being recalled. Mark Mayfield has more.
On Thursday, the Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the Pink Frog brand Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys have hard plastic top fins that pose a risk of impalement, lacerations, and punctures. There are around 7.5 million units currently on the market. Newer editions of the toy that feature the softer silicone top fins are not being recalled.
French basketball star Victor Wembanyama is the number one pick in the NBA draft. He was selected by the San Antonio Spurs last night, first round. He called it a dream come true. A fundraiser at a Rhode Island Walmart is raising eyebrows. A black employee was placed in a cage asking for bail money as part of a donation drive for the Hasbro Children's Miracle Network. The Black Lives Matter Rhode Island is demanding Walmart take accountability. And fans of Doja Cat are excited. Doja Cat heading out on her first headlining arena tour across North America beginning on October 31st. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.